Ted Anker leads me through wetlands off Highway 182, following pink flagging tape tied to tree branches, marking the easiest way through.
A little bit careful here.
We're just over the Price County border into Iron County, walking along Beaver Creek to our south. As we make our way up a hill, the landscape begins to change.
It's a very different world just steps away.
The Northwoods Land Trust recently bought the 240 acres that includes a portion of Beaver Creek and 100 acres of old growth forest.
Larger tracts of trees of this size are rare on private ground, and so there's not a whole lot of opportunities to conserve it.
Anker, the Land Trust Executive Director, says the purchase is part of their old growth initiative.
We're standing right now underneath mid-30s diameter old growth hemlock and yellow birch. We're overlooking Beaver Creek. The beavers are doing their job, and they've got it impounded, and so it's a really wide stretch of wetland with the main channel of Beaver Creek running through it. And so this diversity of habitats, along with that 100 acres of old growth component, that's what gets us excited and our membership excited.
The land will be protected and open to people for non-motorized recreation. The Land Trust has plans to build a parking area and a trail system to help people access it more easily and experience what makes the property worth saving.
Well, when we hit that old growth layer, it was palpable. Things got quiet. All of a sudden you're in the shade. It's almost like you're in a little bit of a tunnel. And that's why I think it's important to get out so people can experience that different world. And that's why protecting, you know, just a little bit, less than 1% remains. I think it's a good thing that we protect as much as we can of that old growth that's left.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Iron County.